Just what the heck is intuition? I mean, really, like seriously. The modern world demeans it, using made-up words like woo-woo to depict using it or the ways it speaks to you. But humans have been using what some call the sixth sense since time began. One time, after finishing my Own Your Intuition program, one of my students said to me, I feel like I've been re-given access to something ancient and human, something that we have forgotten. She nailed it perfectly. Intuition has gotten such a bad rap in recent times. We've been taught to ignore it or that it is less important than the all-powerful reason. But is that really true? What if, in ignoring it, you are missing something or many things that are vital to you and your life? Priceless information that you couldn't have gotten by reason alone. I don't know how this natural sense that we have got so diminished. I can make some guesses. But what I think is more important is understanding it so we can know what it is, and perhaps more importantly, what it is good for. And so we can take back hold of it, and that each of us can claim this internal power and wisdom we all have. If you've never understood it, if you've wondered about the nebulousness of intuition, or if you're curious about what it is and what you should do with it, then you're going to love today's show. I'm going to tell you some stories, tell you what it is, and what it's good for, and why owning yours is so relevant to today's world.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimé Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. When I opened the glass doors toward the office, there were already three adults and one child waiting in this tiny, naturally lit room. As the door to the outside swung closed behind me, I took my place, standing next to a woman with an approximately five-year-old boy. We each had business with the registrar, related to a course we were taking at the retreat center where we were. It was pin drop quiet. I swear, not a single person was even fidgeting, including, perhaps surprisingly, this five-year-old boy. About 3 minutes into this profoundly silent moment, standing among strangers, the little boy piped up, filling the space with his clear, child voice. "Is magic real?" he said simply. The room remained completely silent. Not a person stirred or even responded in any way to there having been a question asked. It was almost eerie, one of those moments that are imbued with significance and a sense of timelessness, even though to look upon it, another would think not much is happening. When the silence went on a beat too long, and I could tell that his mother wasn't going to answer the question, I looked down at him, and without saying anything, I winked. A huge grin spread over his face, and with a satisfying tone in his voice and a gleam in his eye, he said slowly, "I thought so." And even though I didn't know him at all, he leaned into my leg in solidarity, as if he and I shared a special knowledge, a secret that it's possible no one else in the room could see. In truth, it seemed that way. Every other adult in the room remained completely motionless, staring straight ahead, lost in their own thoughts. Not a one even shifted to acknowledge the moment, the question, or the exchange that had just happened. Vividly linked with this experience in my mind is another one that I had around that same time. It was the middle of the day, and I decided to take a short afternoon stroll after lunch. The sun was just peeking out after a bout of rain. I was walking through a grassy field when I spied an opening in the forest just ahead. I ducked in and began walking with my eyes on the ground in the way I frequently do when I'm on a trail. I came to a fork in the path. When I glanced up and around, I was stunned. I stopped dead still and my breath came in on a gasp. Everywhere, hanging in mid-air, were hundreds, no, thousands of small balls of light. They were glinting and sparkling like diamonds or fairy lights or something magically surreal. Right there in midday, I saw what looked like floating jewels of sparkling light in the middle of the forest. It was pure magic. I stood stock still for quite a while, taking in the absolute, pure, breathtaking magic of it all. It felt like something you would read in a fantasy novel, and yet it was completely true and happening right before my eyes. Almost immediately after the discovery, my mind was working. I didn't move an inch, afraid that even a tiny shift in perspective would take the scene away. How can this be happening? What is happening here? There must be a reasonable explanation. The conclusion I finally came to was that the recent raindrops had caught in hundreds of strands of unseen spider webs, making thousands of tiny points of light glinting in the sun. Even with a logical explanation in place, I still knew this is pure magic. So you see, when that little boy asked that question that day, standing in the waiting room, my mind's eye flashed immediately to that moment, that very real moment of magic that I had just experienced. I couldn't just stand there and let that little boy think that the world was ordinary, because it is decidedly not. You are listening to the Own Your Intuition radio show. I'm your host, psychic and author Aimée Cartier, and today we are exploring the question, what is intuition? These stories that I just told illustrate to me what intuition feels like. It's magical. It's sacred. It's almost unexplainable. We can break intuition down into different ways it comes, or what it is, which I will in a moment, but truly there is something spectacularly mysterious and a little bit breathtaking about it, if you focus on it. How do you know the things that come to you through your intuition? Here's what it looks like to me. There's actually a larger and great dialogue going on all around us, all the time. We generally only see bits and parts of the conversation or conversationalists. And yet, we are a part of this larger conversation continuously happening. We don't always realize or remember we are in this conversation. In fact, sometimes we erroneously think we are alone in the world, without help and support. But from my perspective, we are all also a part of the same divine force that governs and makes up this world. We think we are an Aimé or a Jason or whatever your name is. But actually, in truth, we are bigger than that. What is before us, including our own bodies and souls, being only a portion of the picture. An analogy may best describe how it looks to me. Start with a body part. A hand is definitely a hand, but it is also a part of a bigger picture, a human. The human is a part of a bigger picture too. It has a function in whatever life it lives. It is a mother or a friend or a sister, brother, healer, artist, farmer, grocery clerk, whatever it is. And yet it is also a creature on the earth and affects this earth. Our human form is also a part of this larger planet that lives and breathes and communicates to us in myriad of ways. This planet is part of a solar system. You see where I'm going here? I'm trying to point out that the conversation is much bigger than we usually think it is or perceive, except regarding our intuition. That's because our intuition is the sense that we have that brings in, pulls in, whatever information is relevant and important for us and our particular life and circumstances, for us to do our job or live our life, or for the hand to operate in this analogy. Your intuition is a communication and compass system that guides your particular life, giving you the details that are pertinent for you. In this larger conversation, all the parts are speaking to each other, and the bigger picture is kept in mind. It's intricate and rather mind-blowing if you start to think on it. So I often don't. I just bring it back down to me, my part, and how I can fulfill my role in it all. My intuition and your intuition holds a vital part in that. That is why I use mine and have been teaching others to use theirs for years. Helping you attune to your intuition feels a lot like helping us each do what we can. Helping the hand work, the foot work, the nose work, the organs work, the heart beat, the soil be nourished, the planet be loved, the souls upon it to flourish and feel love. Intuition is magical, in the sense that it is awe-inspiring, a bit mysterious, and brilliant. It is something precious, divine, and sacred. It's scintillating and sparkling, just like those brilliant, glittering lights I saw in the forest that day. And even when you have a highly attuned intuition, the how remains a bit mysterious. But that's okay. You are listening to the Own Your Intuition radio show. I'm your host, psychic and author Aimé Cartier, and today we are exploring the question, what is intuition? So, what is intuition? Let's break this often nebulous word down. Essentially, your intuition is communication from your own highest self, your ethereal guides and helpers, or the highest and best source that you know. We all have benevolent ethereal guides, by the way. They are charged to help us in our lives do whatever it is we are here to do. They are one unseen part of the conversation. Your intuition is an extra sense that you have that is designed to pick up and provide you with information that contributes directly to or creates your success. When followed, it's the sense that leads you from survive to flourish, or from just living to thriving. I consider your intuition your soul's compass. It's the internal guidance that you have, which comes in a variety of ways, but is constantly directing you to the best life decisions, choices, and path for you. Though there are similarities in its characteristics for everyone, and we'll explore some of those down the road in this show, as well as differences in the specific ways the communication can arrive, what is beautiful about your intuition is that no matter how it comes, it is a sense that you have that is finally dialed to you specifically. It guides you constantly toward the best of what life can offer you, aiming you toward the experiences your particular soul needs and or desires. Contrary to popular belief, the job of intuition is very practical. It leads you precisely where you need to go in a very exactly for you kind of way. For example, in 2005, when I was considering moving to Vashon Island, where I live, my intuition once nudged me to go into a bar restaurant on a particular evening where I ended up meeting a woman who needed a house sitter for the exact time I was planning to move to the island. This house sit not only allowed me to look around and get my feet on the ground while I found a place to live, this woman let me store my belongings in her garage until I found that place. That was very specific and important information for me. It made my entry smooth. Your intuition gives you the very pertinent best path, steps, and information for you. Your intuition tells you what is perfect for you. Mine tells me what is perfect for me. Get the picture? You'll find a soul deep satisfaction in using and listening to yours, because its job is to guide you so explicitly. To put it succinctly, your intuition is your highest wisdom. There are many names for it. One of my early mentors, Sonia Choquette, refers to it as your sixth sense. I've heard author Zen Cryer DeBrook call it your inner guidance system, which I love. I recently heard author Glennon Doyle refer to hers as the knowing. In my house, we frequently call it our inner knowing. It's the knowing that gives you information that is beyond your five senses' capacity to know. It comes in a variety of ways. Sometimes you just know things. Sometimes it comes in feelings that illustrate an open path for you. Sometimes it comes in words or ideas that pop into your head. Sometimes it arrives in visual images that come to you revealing information about what is happening or going to happen. For years, our innate intuitions have been hijacked and given labels like woo-woo to make them seem insubstantial or less than important. In popular Western culture, intuition takes a backseat to the, quote, ever more important reason. And yet, intuition is a natural aspect of being human. And, mysterious as it may be, it's a sense that humans have relied on throughout time. Most successful people will tell you that they listen to theirs. Albert Einstein, one of the greatest physicists of our time, and a person whose name is synonymous with genius, is quoted to have said, "The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society which honors the servant and has forgotten the gift." Intuition leads to new ideas, innovations, and solutions, all of which are highly needed at this time. Every moment in history is impactful and unique to the people who live through it for different reasons. I was reminiscing with a girlfriend the other day how when I was in my teens and 20s, I felt like nothing ever changed. I said, "Remember when we thought the world was boring? Those days are done." As we begin to move beyond a global pandemic, we've seen over the last couple of years that new solutions, new ways of being and doing in the world are being called for on so many levels, literally across the world. As we let old, no longer working ways of being and doing die, and build and welcome a world in which we recognize the sovereignty and value of every soul, no matter our skin color, the shape of our body, the particulars of our reproductive organs, nor the sex we prefer, nor the love that we share, nor whether we choose to have children or not. In building and shaping this world, we will need the quiet voices of our inner knowing, the murmured solutions and broad brushstrokes of our wise selves who whisper new ways of doing. As we rebuild the world from the ground up on so many levels, the world is primed for solutions and new ways of doing things. From my perspective, it is intuition and each person living and accessing theirs that will guide us gracefully forward. We've seen again and again in recent years that massive change is needed on so many fronts. That means each of us needs to be ready and willing to listen to the quiet voice inside, the whisper of our own intuitions that present us with perhaps previously unheard of ideas and solutions, that sidestep old circular conversations and bring into being new ways of existing and living on our earth. We are no longer in a period of the hero's journey. Remember that paradigm where we wait for the one, or we hope to be the one who will save us all? That time is no longer. That story is outdated. We are now in the period of the collective. We are, as always, a hero in our own stories, but now we are part of a collective. It's not just one or two people who are going to save us. It is each of us adding our piece to the whole. We can see that easily in how we move and imbibe information these days. Remember when there was one or two sources of news or influence or inspiration, and they came on the radio or on the very small number of television stations? Those days are no longer. Today, it takes all of the voices, and they can be heard. They are active everywhere, in their little niche of the world or on cyberspace. In the period of the collective, we are each an important part of the whole. We're not waiting for someone else to come and save us. We are moving forward and rebuilding by doing what it is that only we can do. Whether that is, as in my case, doing readings and guiding others to access their own knowing, or in others' cases, growing seeds or tending children or building houses, making laws or making art or protecting salmon or being a good friend or reworking the elements of our society so that social justice is woven into the very fabric of how we do things. Guided by our own intuition, we are each of us adding to the collective our piece of the whole. Individually and collectively, our intuition helps us arrive. I would like to suggest that now, more than ever, we all need your intuition to be working. No single one of us can rebuild this world alone. We need your piece, your voice, your talents, your presence, your inner knowing, as we collectively weave a reality that matches one in which we are proud to live in. Your intuition is not meant to be an ignored backseat driver in your life. It is meant to guide you and give you access to all the information that your brain or intellect or your rational, faithful servant mind, as Einstein puts it, could not have come up with itself. Information that leads you to your own flourishing, to the best that life can offer you, to the best that life can offer us. For the best life, your intuition is not a backseat driver to intellect. They are partners. Intuition guides the direction. Intuition sits in the passenger seat, map in hand, sense is broadened to all the information available, both seen and unseen. It's the thinking mind's job to follow the directions that intuition gives, to step on the gas, to use the turn signal, etc. Your intuition is a sense that you have that gives you valuable and sometimes crucial information, all of which is directly related to your happiness and flourishing. And I think in the larger picture, you doing that, you flourishing, also helps the whole. That's one of the reasons I love turning people on to the innate power and wise guidance that exists within themselves. You don't need to be a professional psychic like I am to reap the enormous benefits of your intuition. I've written a book to that purpose because I wanted others to know how easy it is. And that's what this show and podcast is all about. I want you to have the goodness that is available to you when you follow your own inner wisdom. So stick around. I'll be here each week. Over the course of this show, we're going to be exploring tools that strengthen your intuition. We're going to be busting the myths that hold you back from listening and trusting your inner knowing or your soul's compass. We're going to be hearing true stories of intuition at work and how it provides important, practical, life-enhancing, and sometimes even life-saving information for you. Information you do not want to ignore. Join me next week, where we will start to bust through some of the myths that keep you from honoring and trusting your own inner knowing. This is Aimée Cartier, and you have been listening to the Own Your Intuition show. Did you love this episode? I hope so. If you did, would you mind taking a second to like it where you get your podcasts? And a review or a comment of how it impacted you would be divine. It makes a big difference for me and keeps me from feeling like I'm talking into space, space, space. I want to hear from you. In the meantime, are you ready to move toward understanding and using your own intuition? Download my free audio entitled, What is Intuition? How to tell the difference between the voice of your intuition and your fear-based ideas. Find the link in the show notes. Feel like you need a little guidance in your life and you don't want to wait for your intuition to kick in? Or maybe you're having a hard time discerning its direction. I provide psychic guidance for people who are confused about the next steps they need to take to get the best out of their lives. Through 30, 45-minute, or hour-long sessions, I'll get you the clarity and insight you need to make the choices that bring you the most joy and serve your highest good. Go to aimeecartier.com to schedule a reading or find out how they work in the show notes. See you soon.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.